Earlier this year, I remember we touched on this because it's the first time I think we had heard that the Mayo Clinic, and we figured, well, if the Mayo Clinic is doing it, it must be okay. But more stories are advancing now, including some in the last day, about the blood test, as it says here, could change the way cancer is detected and diagnosed, and it's soon to become, perhaps soon to become more available in the United States. The Galleria blood test, developed in San Francisco by a company there, it's expected to be able to detect 50 different types of cancer via a blood test, such as pancreatic, ovarian, and esophageal. As one of the researchers said, if cancers can be detected early, we can dramatically improve patient outcomes, which I think is what everyone understands. Mm-hmm. But the big thing with this blood test is that it's a chance to find cancers that perhaps aren't detectable until they're too well advanced.
Oh, yeah. The earlier the better. Detection.
And so what's going on is it works by when blood is used, the cancer testing will look for chemical changes in fragments of the genetic code that leak from tumors into the bloodstream, and that is what is making it detectable. Right now, it's a test that's not replacing routine cancer screenings. It's being done coinciding with cancer screenings. So you're getting regular cancer screenings, and the testing is to offer another opportunity for screenings. Mm-hmm. And it's especially recommended, it says, for people who have specific risks for certain types of cancer, like age, behavior, or family history. Mm-hmm. So clinical trials were done, and if I understand correctly, it did detect cancer correctly in 51.5% of cases. The trial involved 2,823 people who had cancer and 1,254 people who did not. That sounds like a pretty good study range to me.
Yeah.
And 51% rate. I mean, that's, you know, hey, if you're catching half. And the Mayo Clinic, as I said earlier this year, that was a story, if I found it right online from the story, it was back in June, was starting to do its own testing. And they did testing that included 6,000 participants that they were using to find what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Very extensive.
And the test was found only to have a 1% false positivity rate. That's pretty low.
Because,
false positives for any kind of test are always worrisome, especially for a cancer diagnosis, but that's pretty low.
Right.
As one of the researchers also said, in the year 2021, this is so far beyond anything else we've been able to do. It is a game changer. Wow.
Yeah.
Right now, there is approval being sought from the FDA for the test, though a person, according to this story, can still ask their doctor to prescribe it to them in the meanwhile. Really? Well, that's interesting. Not FDA approved yet, but a person can still ask their doctor. Well, you have to take that up with your own medical physician. And the Mayo Clinic, by the end of the year, is going to be making tests available beyond just what it was doing in its main Rochester, Minnesota location. They're going to be doing it in Jacksonville and in Phoenix. And it also says it did gain approval for use from the New York Department of Health in September. I have to do more research on that as far as some of this testing or some of this approval being done, like in New York, or if you could ask your own doctor, though the FDA hasn't approved. Yeah, Gail is seeking approval from the FDA for the test. All right.
They do some amazing work at Mayo Clinic. In fact, a lot of people are aware of Derek's story. That is the young man from the thumb who is looking to have a face transplant.
Yes.
And the family has been to Mayo Clinic twice now for week-long sessions. The most recent one was last week. They were there, and Derek underwent 22 different appointments with the staff there as they prepare for this. And my understanding now from the family is that now they just have to get all the finances in order, and the next step, the next time he goes to Rochester, will be for the actual face transplant. So
wow.
We wish him a lot of luck. They were trying to raise initially $1 million to cover costs, because this is not covered by insurances. And at last I heard their GoFundMe was at like 300,000 plus. And the family's doing a lot of different fundraising activities and other people on their behalf, et cetera. But we're kind of following that along. It's Derek's story. You can probably Google that and find out all the background and see the circumstances surrounding it.
Yeah, I know we've had news stories. And I remember Art Lewis did a very amazing interview with the young man and his mother
right,
a couple of months ago.
Lisa, right.
Yeah.
Right. So we wish them a lot of luck, and everyone is sending a lot of prayers and well wishes and, in many cases, money that helps make all of this happen. But it's an amazing place in Rochester, Minnesota.
It's amazing what is done, especially we know around here some of the amazing things are done with medical technology.
Mm-hmm.